Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I help you?
Hi, Lena. I just entered, I know better to do this, but I just entered and took a survey. And I put my credit card in because it said if you took the survey that you got the prize for shipping only. And then, of course, when I claimed it, I put my credit card in and it says it's going to, which I did read before, but I didn't understand evidently, but it was going to charge $59.89. So I need to cancel that and for a refund.
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
I'm sorry, Wendy Craddock, C-R-A-D-D-O-C-K, and then another name, just separate, Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay, can you please verify your address for security purposes?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Can you please verify your address for security purposes?
Sure. 202 Trapper's Place, Charleston, West Virginia, 25314.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see that you just entered in for a chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. And
yeah.
Also, in the terms and conditions for that, it also states that you'd be agreeing to sign up for our monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which you
no,
will also receive
a
$125 gift card sent to you via email. But the charge was declined, so you were not charged.
Well, yeah, I know. I just want to cancel it. It said, this is so wrong, I think. It said win a $90 gift card to Walgreens, is what my email said. And then I take the survey, and all of a sudden, I'm in here choosing a Dyson and paying $59.89. I just don't understand why they don't just be straightforward about this. And it says there's no cost to enter the sweepstakes also. So which is it, you know? Is it free, or is it, are you, you know, why? And when you say the final step is payment information, I thought it was for the shipping. They don't tell you that you're joining a club.
Okay, ma'am, I've canceled your account, so you would no longer be billed.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.